from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. As federal conservative leader Pierre Poilievre holds a series of rallies across northern Ontario, the New Democratic Party is taking aim at him on the issue of high grocery prices. Timmins James Bay MP Charlie Angus says Poilievre has no plan other than blaming Justin Trudeau and the Liberal government for everything. Angus says the NDP solution is to deal with the excess profits of the grocery chains.
And he's not going to do that because he's completely tied with connections to lobbyists for Loblaws, groups that are tied to like major corporate interests in this country. He's not going to bite the hand that feeds him.
The NDP says Conservative Caucus Chair Scott Reed is chairman of Giant Tiger. Chief of Staff Jenny Byrne is a lobbyist for Loblaw. And Poilievre's National Council includes pharma lobbyists. The winners of the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation July 50-50 draw have been found. The Port Elgin couple was on vacation in Cochrane when their ticket worth almost $150,000 was drawn on Friday. Harold and Leona Orestinovich are originally from Timmins. They say their roots to the region motivate them to support the hospital. Health Canada says there are now 18 cases of listeria linked to a recall of Silk and Great Value plant-based milk products. 13 people have been hospitalized and 2 in Ontario have died. They're the subject of a pending lawsuit against Silk and Great Value distributors. The recall is for several Silk and Great Value brand alternative milk beverages, including various Silk brand almond, coconut, and oat milks, as well as 3 flavors of Great Value almond milk. Premier Doug Ford says the move to allow pharmacists to diagnose and prescribe for some minor ailments is one of the best moves his government has ever made. The government is planning to expand the list of illnesses pharmacists can treat, a move opposed by the Ontario Medical Association. The government argues the policy reduces the pressure on primary health care providers like family doctors. Ford notes that in the 18 months since the program was first launched, more than 1 million diagnoses and treatments have been ordered by pharmacists. That's more than 1 million people who didn't have to go to their family physicians. The OMA argues the province should be putting more effort into solving the shortage of primary health care providers.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.